Say something. Why do you keep moving this?
I didn't like where it was.
Why didn't you like where it was?
In front of my face.
You don't like it in front of your face?
No.
I don't get it.
Welcome to the Approach Podcast with Adam. Adam is a celebrity chef turned health coach to the stars, an ex-gymnast and ultra-marathon runner. Here, he'll discuss intermittent fasting, sugars intake, sustainable weight loss, and so much more. No script needed and off the cuff. Adam's knowledge and passion for wellness and nutrition will blow you away. So sit back, relax, and prepare to get healthy.
What is going on, everybody? This is Adam Potash. I have Victoria Bays with me. How are you doing, Victoria?
I'm really good. Thanks, Adam. How are you?
Doing well. It's almost January is almost coming to an end. It's kind of flown by. It's kind of sad. Where did January go? Not exactly sure.
I know.
So today we have a very special guest with us, Kyle McDermott, right? Am I pronouncing that correctly?
That's it. Yeah.
Awesome. So you were on one of my live TikToks and, you know, we get quote unquote trolls all the time, as you might know, on, you know, when you're in the coaching field, the, you know, training field, whatever it may be, everyone seems to be an expert, right? And so, but you were different and I like that. You were one of the very few, I guess, trainers and coaches that were like, wow, you know, Adam seems to know what he's talking about. And so I like that about you. And I checked you out and you do some wild stuff. Please introduce yourself properly and let us know who you are and what you do.
Okay. My name's Kyle McDermott. I own a physical brick and mortar gym on Manitoulin Island, which is in Canada. I also do online coaching. I have an intermittent fasting group on Facebook with approximately 500 people. So I've been personally fasting for about 13 years.
Amazing.
And just like you, I believe it's the best approach to nutrition, the easiest approach for most people.
Sure.
And yeah, I love to do CrossFit. I'm hard into the CrossFit stuff. I've been doing that for 11 years as well. And I train fitness classes with CrossFit and I do a personal training one-on-one.
So in Canada right now, I'm assuming the weather is a little chilly.
It is. Yes. It's actually above freezing right now. So all the snow is melting, which is kind of nice.
We don't have that same issue here in South Florida.
I was actually in Miami a couple months ago and it was incredible. Every day.
Miami is a whole different world. Yeah. Yeah, Miami's fun. What were you doing down here?
Just traveling, having a good time.
Very cool. So tell me a little bit more about your brick and mortar first. I want to hear more about that. What kind of, you know, how many you doing, like classes? Are you doing just personal training? What is it all about?
Yeah, I do both. I have a few classes per day, which ranges between like 4 to 8 people. We typically do CrossFit.
Okay.
And I do one-on-one as well in small group training. Generally, they're just like strength training because CrossFit's something you want to do in a group because it can be kind of grueling. And it's nice to have other people around you to push you. But sometimes my one-on-one clients do have like a former competitive background and they will like that, but it's not for everyone.
Right. So, you know, I kind of have like, I don't know, I don't want to say a love-hate relationship with CrossFit. It's not my personal favorite just because of the gruelingness of it. What would you say to someone like myself that is like, you know, maybe too intense?
I believe it is the best way to train for everyone, but it's very important to have a good coach to kind of build you up and take you from where you are to kind of where you want to be. A lot of people like myself, I'm 36 now. I've been personal training for over 13 years. Mm-hmm. Back in my mid 20s when, you know, I was full of piss and vinegar, I would train people from day one way too hard.
Sure.
Turn them off. And then I learned my thinking back then was the faster I get them results, the quicker they're going to see the value and stick with me.
And then you're the man, right?
Then. So they started here and I tried to bring them here day one. So I've learned to, you know, if anything, do too little, you know, make them want to, you know, use more weight, do more reps. So I start them very, very slowly now and get them to just build the habit instead of, you know, tossing them in the fire on day one.
I'm so glad to hear you say that, because I do think that that's the best approach. And there's so many books out there. I'm a big reader or listener, I should say, that talk about, like, if you want to create that habit, like one instance they say is, like, you know, if you want to start going to the gym, walk into the gym, stay 5 minutes and leave. Right. And if you can do that for like a week or a month, whatever it is, don't do any working out. But if you can just create that consistency of going to the gym, then that's like kind of like your first step, right? And so I love that approach. And you don't, I gotta say, you know, as you know, you don't hear that from a lot of PTs out there.
Well, the thing with personal trainers is it is a hard business, right? Because you're constantly hustling, constantly selling yourself. Yeah. And it's hard to make money at the start because you have no experience. So, like, who really wants to work with you? So there's not a lot of people with longevity in the industry. I just got lucky and happened, like, I have a gym on my property and I was passionate about it and I managed to make it work. But a lot of people just don't have the time in the game to have the experience to know how to, like, build people up and whatnot, right? So I think there are a lot of personal trainers and there's a very low, you know, barrier of entry. So basically anyone can do it. Right. And I think that kind of gives a bad name to, you know, basically any type of training because they don't know what they're doing. They're trying their best, but they just don't have the experience.
Yeah, it's so weird to, like, hear these things coming from a trainer. I mean, I guess you get that quite often because trainers, again, don't have this mentality, right?
Exactly. So
it's very cool. And obviously that's why you're on here. I do want to touch on one thing that I saw on your social media, these ice bath things, right? So I see you jumping into lakes and rivers that are frozen and talk to me about that. And even one thing, didn't you, like, pull a tub outside? Is that?
Yes. Yeah. So I'm doing bathroom renos and I was taking the bath out and in the middle of it, I was like, wait a minute, I can just bring this onto my deck, fill it with water, and do my cold plunges from home. Because previously, I was driving to the lake. I would have to turn my car on, heat it up, bring a bunch of towels in, shovels, you know, pickaxes to smash the hole all the time.
Oh yeah, I have that same problem over here.
And you know, it was like an hour endeavor, but I did love it, and it was a fun thing to do. But now I'm saving an hour a day and all that energy and time going down there. But yeah, I love cold plunges, and I do believe that they are an amazing tool for anyone. I started with cold showers over a decade ago.
Oh wow! So I personally take cold showers, but I'm not into the cold plunging yet. I'm seeing where it goes. I know it puts a good stress on your body, but it is still stressing your body. So I'm waiting to see it. Right now for me, it's still in that kind of trending phase and I'll see where it goes. But I have friends that do it and they swear by it. I'm in the cold shower phase right now.
Yeah. It's the hermetic stress you want to build you up, right? So depending on where you are in your current life stress levels, with exercise, you only want to do a certain amount. Sure. With cold plunges, you only want to do a certain amount. Same with fasting. Any stress on your body is going to build you up if you do it correctly. It's all about how much stress. So for some people, you know, a cold shower might be too much because they don't sleep right. They don't exercise. They're overweight. They have, you know, relationship stress, this stress, that stress. But for the average person, just turning their shower to cold at the end is absolutely amazing.
I love that approach. Right. So it might not be, you know, that level at that time of your life or whatever. Exactly. I like that. Victoria, any questions you got?
No, I just love this because I love a cold plunge. Like, I love them. We do them quite a lot over here.
Really?
And we have a place nearby to us. It's really beautiful in the countryside. It's on the top of a like hilltop and it's got wood-fired hot tubs. And then in the middle, it has like four cold plunge baths, basically. And you can just go and like hang out and then like do your cold plunges there and stuff. And I love it. And I just love, I've always been someone that turns my showers to cold at the end, like always, for as long as I can remember. But it's because my mum told me it was good for my hair because it closes like your hair and skin follicles. So from a teenager, like all of my showers have ended up like as cold as possible to close your skin pores and close your hair follicles so that you get less dirt in during the day. So I've kind of always seen the benefits of ending a shower being just really invigorated by that cold. So when like I heard about cold plunging, I was like, yeah, absolutely. I'm like all in for this. And I love it. I absolutely love it.
Yeah. There's one guy who's kind of leading this whole cold plunge thing. And he started years ago. He's the one who kind of like, you know, dives in and spends like 10 minutes and or 20 minutes in like, you know, the freezing temperatures. And then kind of, I guess he raises his body temperature too after that. Do you know who I'm talking about? It's like this famous guy. He's got books out.
Wim Hof.
Yeah. So some of my friends have said, read this book. You got to read it. And I haven't done it yet. It's on my list of things to do for sure. Yeah. So what other advice would you have for someone maybe starting out? Obviously you're an intermittent fasting and you do the training part. What is some of your, like your go-to advice for someone just needing to lose some weight and they're at a, you know, a loss. They've done all the diets before. You know, what do you tell somebody?
Well, I like to say compliance is the science. So you want to find an approach that you can maintain, right? A lot of people will start off with something like a ketogenic diet or a carnivore mm-hmm. diet, but they already have a dysfunctional diet and now they're going to an extreme diet. It doesn't make sense, right?
Yeah.
So you want to find an approach where you can basically tell yourself 10 out of 10, I can do this thing. So whether it's exercise, whether it's some type of nutrition plan, you mentioned before in the habits, James Clear book, Atomic Habits, which everyone should read.
Yeah.
Everything in your daily life is habits, right? So you want to build a good habit. So what are the small, little attainable goals you can do per day to build those habits? So if you're not exercising, literally go for a 5-minute walk every day.
Sure.
Ask yourself, 10 out of 10, can I do that? If not, maybe a 4-minute walk. Eventually you'll whittle that goal down until you can do it, right? Same thing with the nutrition plan. Ask yourself, can I maintain this diet for the next 3, 6, 12 months? If not, whittle it down until you can. Make a small little change. Hold that for a week or two and then build it up. If it's not a 10 out of 10, you won't be able to sustain it. And eventually you'll fall off and then you'll be right back where you started.
Yeah. And I think you nailed on the head before we said kind of less is more, especially when starting out. People do think that they go to the extremes and you know that only lasts a very short period of time. You already know that outcome before they even start, right? So
everyone wants it today, but would you rather put all this time and energy and get great results for a month and then a year later be worse than when you started? Or would you like to take a slow approach and then a year later have good results, 2 years later, 3 years later? It's just about building daily habits. So people don't realize that they need to change themselves.
Of course. And and it's the small habits that lead into bigger ones. One of my last questions for you, you know, here in South Florida, these new shots are a big deal over here. How are you seeing it play out over there in Canada with the Ozempic and the semaglutide and all that stuff? And how do you deal with it?
I don't know a lot about it, actually. I've heard some things. I've seen people post that, you know, it's really hard on your gut. Mm-hmm. It like kind of dysregulates everything.
Yeah.
And just like my belief is that if something has that much of a change, it's probably doing something negative on the inside. And then a long time is probably terrible for you. And I personally don't like to trust the people, you know, making profit off of something like this.
That's right. So
at the end of the day, you have to really take your life into your own hands and just do the hard work. If you're not willing to do that, you know, bad things in the end will probably
come. For sure. For sure. Well, thank you so much. Those are all the questions I have.
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Kyle, I'm really interested to hear about like your members and the people you work with and things. I'm just really interested to hear if there's any sort of standout transformations, be it physically or, you know, emotionally, just with their well-being.
We call them the non-scale victories too, right?
Yeah, non-scale victories. So like, I'm just really interested to hear about kind of some of your favorites that you've worked with over time.
Well, recently I started training a woman who I think is around 55 years of age. She came to me really overweight, you know, never really been to a gym before. So it was about a year ago. I think she was 100 or 230 pounds. Mm-hmm. Right now she's 170. So she's lost, you know, 60, 70 pounds over the year. Extremely dedicated, extremely coachable. When she came to me, she couldn't even do a squat, a bodyweight squat onto like a bench.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
One. And now she can do like a back squat with, you know, 75 pounds for reps, like all the way down. So the transformation is huge. And I've been working with people for 13 years and sometimes it just clicks. Sometimes it doesn't. You can always try to guide someone, but at the end of the day, if they don't have the mindset and they're not willing to work, they'll never get there. But yeah, here and there, you get some crazy results. Like 70 pounds in a year is insane.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we talk about a lot here too, is just, you know, we're guiding people. I'm not ever going to tell anybody what to eat. I'm not ever going to tell anybody what they should weigh. We're just going to guide you. And it's kind of up to them to take it into their own hands for sure.
Exactly.
Kyle, what started your journey with intermittent fasting? Because I know you say you've done it for a long time. Do you remember kind of how you got into it?
I thought about that this morning and I don't really remember. I've tried everything. Like I started bodybuilding back in college and back then it was 6 meals a day. You know, you can't go more than 3 hours or you're going to lose muscle. So I've done everything. At one point I was doing 1 meal a day. Paleo, which was just like meat, vegetables.
That's terrible.
1 meal a day. I was doing CrossFit. It was horrible.
Yeah.
But I've tried everything. 1, 2, 3, 6 meals a day. And I can't remember exactly what got me into it. But once I started it and realized how easy it was, I was like, okay, I'm hooked. So yeah, I've been doing it for about 13 years.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah. And obviously feeling good, looking good. Do you promote it to any of your members? You kind of let them kind of figure that out on their own.
I promote it to every person, but I do believe that nothing is for everybody. You know, if some people love breakfast, I'll go with that. I just kind of take them from where they're at and kind of build upon it. Sure. And maybe in a couple months when they feel comfortable, then we'll try it and maybe they love it. So it really depends on the person, but I do suggest it from the start for sure.
Awesome. Well, let everybody know where they can find you. I just kind of peeked over your social media platforms and I thought it was great. I was super entertained, especially with some of the cold plunge stuff. So let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
So Instagram is kyle.fitness.online and TikTok is Kyle McDermott. You can just put the links in description. Kyle McDermott 3.
Yeah. We will. So those
are the two main ones.
For sure. Awesome, man. We'll certainly check you out and I'll keep following you and checking out all that cold weather in Canada while I'm here in my bathing suit over here in South Florida.
A little jealous.
Yeah. Thank you again so much for your time. Thank you, everyone. If you guys want more information about The Approach, obviously go to jointheapproach.com or jointheapproach.com/TikTok. Thank you guys so much.
Awesome. Nice talking to you guys.
If you like what you hear, please make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. If you're interested in health coaching, nutrition, and wellness tips, make sure to check out Adam and follow at Adam Potash Approach.